You're listening to Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. From the Western Estates Homeowners Association, we have our public service segment, News from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, is on the phone with us from the San Fernando Valley, where you had, I know that there was a fire challenging the area up there over the weekend. Is everything okay?
Yes, it is, Phil, and thank you for asking. It was a very, very scary 48 hours, but everything's okay.
What is going on at the Western Estates Homeowners Association this week? I understand you're taking family portraits?
Yes, we are, Phil, and we want everyone to know that they can order a family portrait that can be taken at the gazebo near our community center. So we are also taking advantage of that sale.
You have, five people in your family? You have three sons?
We do have three sons. And that means that Steve and myself, Dylan, Seth, and Justin, who are our three boys, along with Steve's mother, my mother and father, and we have a Great Dane named Casper.
And that's your dog, huh?
Yes, he is.
A great man. Great Danes are huge. I know Mike Schaefer, my producer, raised Great Danes as a kid. They're big, big dogs. How big do those things get?
Well, Casper, Phil, is quite a quite a big animal. He runs probably about 4 feet tall at the shoulder.
How much does an animal like that weigh, too? Because a Great Dane is almost like a horse. There's a friend of mine who has a Great Dane who's very playful. But, man, if he jumps on you...
Mm-hmm. Well, our Casper is about 165 pounds, so he's really big. But he's a member of our family, and we really, really enjoy him. And then there's also Steve's brother, who's not... unfortunately, Phil, every family has someone who's really not well thought of by anyone in the family, with the exception of Steve's mother and Steve. And I've asked that we have Casper, our Great Dane, in the shot, and Tim not be in the picture, and we've had some problems there.
You do not want your husband Steve, you don't want his brother in the picture, but you want your Great Dane?
Yes, and there are good reasons for that. Tim is sort of the black sheep of that family, and there isn't enough room.
Why wouldn't there be enough room? If you can take a camera and take a picture of a family at a gazebo, can't you pan the camera back?
No, because I want a shot that is... From the middle of the chest up. I want shoulders and heads so that...
So all we would see then would be Casper's head, too, in the shot? Is that what you're saying?
I guess you could say that, yeah. But the important thing is we want to have Casper and Steve's mother, my mother and father.
What about Steve's dad? Is he not with us?
Well, we don't know. Steve never knew his father, so it's just his mother. So I don't know.
All right. Getting back to, you don't want Tim in the picture, and this is Steve's brother, because...
Well...
You guys have problems?
Yes, we do, Phil. First of all, he's a lawyer, and I think that's self-explanatory. It's not a very honored profession, and that is difficult. And the other thing that's difficult is that he's married to a Vietnamese woman.
He is.
Yes, he is. And my husband, Steve, still has difficulty with the Vietnam War.
Where was he stationed?
Well, he wasn't there. Steve is 36, but he would have been if he'd been there. He imagines what it could have been like if he'd been there. And he wakes up sweating every night. He wakes up especially after every family visit. And that hardly seems reasonable then that the brother Tim and his brother adopted a Vietnamese child, and you don't know if it's illegitimate. You don't know.
Wait a minute. Well, Steve is 36, so he could not have been in Vietnam.
No, but Steve has told me, and he's told a therapist that he's working with, he imagines what it could have been like if he'd been in Vietnam. And so he is suffering from a traumatic stress syndrome, even though he wasn't there. And
he is reminded of this by the Vietnamese wife?
Yes, and also the Vietnamese son, who we aren't sure. And you never know, Phil. You try desperately, but that child, his father could have been VC, could have been Charlie, and NVA regular.
I don't know any of those terms. When you say Charlie, I know what you mean. You mean Viet Cong or...
Yes, Viet Cong.
What G could have been VC?
That's Viet Cong.
What's NVA?
North Vietnamese Army.
And then NVA regular?
North Vietnamese Army regular, yeah. And we don't know what my husband... That's what my husband says.
Don't you think that all of this is a tad harsh on a family?
So you don't know what my husband Steve goes through, waking up sweating and thinking about what he could have gone through had he been old enough.
So you're keeping this man, and this is Tim, and this is Steve's brother.
Yes, Phil, but...
Well, hold on. You're keeping this man, his wife, and his adopted son out of your family portrait in favor of your Great Dane, Casper.
Yes. Excuse me, but he is a champion show dog. And he has...
I understand that, but you're still talking about keeping family out of a family portrait.
Phil, but my would you rather have in a family portrait a champion and a beautiful Great Dane, or Charlie? What would you rather have, a Great Dane or Charlie?
I don't know what you mean by Charlie. You talking about this kid?
Yes, I'm talking...
You don't know if the kid is Charlie. The kid's a kid. How old is this boy?
He's 10. And I don't think...
Well, he's not Charlie.
No, I'm not saying he's Charlie. I'm saying...
And can we call him a little boy instead of calling him Charlie? Because if he's he's not Charlie,
He could have been the son of Charlie.
Okay. He could have been the son of Charlie. And what do you mean, Charlie? How about the fact that his father might have been the enemy, if you will, and...
That's what I'm talking about, Phil, and that is really what we're... Are you telling my husband to be in a photograph?
Your husband was never in Vietnam. Your husband's 36. He would have been 6 years old when the de-escalation of the Vietnam War took place. How old is Tim?
Well, Tim was there, okay.
Tim was there?
Yes, that's how...
Okay, so that makes sense. So the brother that you don't want to have in the portrait is an ex-Vietnam... He's a Vietnam veteran.
Yes, he is. But I don't... And I really wish you wouldn't raise your voice... Phil, because
no, hold on for a minute. That's why he has a Vietnamese wife. That's why he's got an adopted Vietnamese son. He was over there. He experienced it, okay?
Still, he shouldn't bring Charlie into our life. And that
you knock it off with the Charlie. He's got... The kid is a kid that was adopted by a brother who, through his own... What? Why? How did he do this? What?
He met her there. Toussaint was her name.
Toussaint?
Yes. And he met her there and married her and now brought all of this gook thing.
Gook thing?
No, but I'm saying he brought the whole Vietnamese horror over to America and my husband. And, you know, it's Phil, you have to understand.
Steve was never in Vietnam. He's 36. He's got a much older brother who experienced Vietnam. How old is Tim?
Suddenly you want to make a hero out of this man? He's not well thought of in our family.
Okay, he's an attorney and he married a Vietnamese woman. He was in Vietnam, right?
Yes, he was. I don't see what that has to do with...
How old is he?
He's 50.
50. What branch of the service was he in?
He was in the United States Army, Phil. I'm trying to tell you that...
So you don't want him, because he's a lawyer, and his Vietnamese wife and his Vietnamese son, in your family portrait, because your husband, Steve, wakes up sweating every night for fear of what it could have been like in Vietnam had he been there. Are you telling me that a doctor has actually diagnosed your husband as having traumatic stress syndrome? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm trying to think of how to respond to your attack on my husband, who wakes up in a cold sweat, almost in fear of what might have happened to him.
And he didn't. He was six. He wasn't even over there.
Phil, he woke up one night in the middle of a dream, screaming to whoever was in his dream, get down, get down. We're in a hot LZ, hot LZ.
And then, what do you mean, hot LZ? He was in a six-year-old kid when the Vietnam War, and you won't let this guy in your... That's all I'm saying. You won't let the family in this portrait, and you want a Great Dane, a dog.
So he's really a wonderful animal.
This Great Dane?
Yes, he is. He's a wonderful... It is really wonderful that an animal can be affectionate, and Tim is not very affectionate. His whole family is affectionate. But Casper, oh... God, is he affectionate? And
what, the dog?
Yes.
What do you mean, oh, God, is he affectionate?
I'm saying Casper the dog's very affectionate.
Meaning what?
You know, don't make me feel ashamed of what I feel for Casper.
You know, what do you mean, make you feel... What are you talking about?
Don't make me ashamed of it.
I don't even want to ask you about what kind of a relationship.
You know, who wouldn't? The animal is marvelous. The animal is marvelous. And I'm very much in love with my family, with my husband, and yes, we like Casper. But we're not going to have this man in our family portrait with his NVA regular wife. And as
you don't know whether she was NVA regular, and the son ain't Charlie, okay? And
well, Phil, I remember a great film, Apocalypse Now, when Robert Duvall says, Charlie, don't surf. And I want you to think. And
that doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about.
I don't know. Maybe it does.
And maybe it doesn't.
Maybe it doesn't.
And maybe that kid ain't Charlie. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. They're going to be having family portraits over there this coming Saturday at the gazebo near their community center. Bring your family over. The portraits are absolutely free. There's a certain cutoff, right, Bobby?
Yes, there is, Phil. Steve, myself, Dylan, Seth, it's going to be 5, 6, 7, 8 of us. And so for families coming over, only 8. And our dog, Casper. But Tim and his North Vietnamese regular wife. And
you can't say that she's North Vietnamese regular army. You don't know. She won't be in the picture, I take it.
No, and you know something, Phil, if I'm irritating you.
No, never mind. 1-800-449-8686. I'm getting a little irritated. Am I getting too upset with her? Because I don't understand what she's calling this kid Charlie. 1-800, her husband wakes up in a cold sweat every night thinking about what it could have been like in Vietnam. He was 6. He's not even old enough. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686 is the number to the Phil Henry Show. And good afternoon. The Western States Homeowners Association is going to be having family portraits taken for free at the gazebo near the community center this Saturday. Western States Homeowners Association President Bobby Dooley is with us. But who is family and who isn't? Her family includes herself, her husband, her 3 sons, her mother and father, and her husband's mother. But her husband's brother, Tim, has been excluded from the family portrait because he has a Vietnamese wife, a Vietnamese son, and he himself is a Vietnam veteran, it turns out, who's a lawyer. He's now a lawyer. And you don't want this guy in the picture because your husband has flashbacks to Vietnam, even though he was never there.
It was described to us by a psychologist as a post-traumatic stress syndrome.
But your husband was never in Vietnam. And
but he has flashbacks as to what could have happened. I'll give an example, Phil. Tim brought his wife and son over for dinner on Christmas Eve, and we had to talk Steve down off of the roof. That's how serious it got.
And what was he doing on the roof?
Because he had a flashback that he needed to get to high ground. A helicopter was going to get him to, get him out of the hot LZ.
And what is a hot LZ?
A hot landing zone, where there are red flares. And
but he was never in Vietnam, so does he watch a lot of movies, or
Steve stays up on the current events, yes. But if he'd been in Vietnam, they would have had to chopper him off of a roof. And that's what he knew when he saw Charlie.
And Charlie's the wife and kid.
Yes, it is, Phil, and you know, I don't know what to say to you.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Santa Rosa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
Is that lady on the phone still?
Yes, hello.
Ma'am, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
If he's 36 and never mm-hmm. been, and he's watching entirely too many movies, what, mm-hmm. what's your husband do for a living?
My husband has a very successful landscaping business.
And maybe he's, like, trying to get out mm-hmm. and work on some kind of medical discharge mm-hmm. or something because
no,
he's waxed, man.
No, he is not. He is a man who loves America very much. He was never
so
able to serve. I know
I fought
did.
For my country, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends die for this
mm-hmm.
country.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy mm-hmm. thinks he knows something about Vietnam, and he doesn't. I suppose he doesn't let the little child crawl mm-hmm. around him because he's afraid he's going to stick some kind of bomb underneath where he's sitting, right?
Are you familiar with what happened in Vietnam where women would bomb soldiers? You don't know what's going to happen. And you don't
Wait a second. Your brother-in-law, Tim, who was in Vietnam, is that my understanding?
Yes, he was there. He likes to lord it over us.
Well, why don't you listen to what he's got to say about it instead of a husband who's nuts and thinks that he needs to be choppered off a roof?
This man in Santa Rosa, are you a military?
Yeah, I'm a former Marine.
Okay.
2nd Battalion, 7th Marine.
Do you know that Charlie, that was the Viet Cong? You know that?
Oh, yeah, I know what Charlie is. I saw that movie, too.
And what about NVA regular? Do you know what that is?
Yeah,
no, that's a North Vietnamese guy who's taking a lot of craps.
Oh, aren't you cute? Isn't that funny? A North Vietnamese guy that's taking a lot of craps.
Well, what are you trying to say to us, okay? Get to the point.
The point I am trying to make, Phil, is that my husband, Steve, wakes up in a cold sweat thinking about what could have happened to him had he been born 10 years later.
Okay. Yeah.
What? Go ahead, lady.
Okay,
go on. You're spaced out there anyways.
No, what did you want to say?
Well, you know, maybe your husband's on an LSD trip or something.
Oh, that's funny.
And is seeing something.
A lot of the people in Vietnam were on the LSD.
You know, say the part about the hot LZ again. What's the red flares have a significance for?
When we were watching Platoon,
Saw it in a movie.
Right.
It's not realistic, lady.
But the doctor said that he could have flashbacks based on movies.
Well, your doctor must be getting paid by an insurance company because he's filing a false insurance claim.
Absolutely.
Because you use smoke if you want a helicopter to come pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
You only use a flare at night because it's visible better at night when they can't see you.
But in the movie Platoon,
the movies again.
Steve had an LSD flashback.
Has he ever taken LSD?
LSD flashback?
Has he ever taken LSD?
No, he hasn't.
Well, how does he have an LSD flashback?
Because he imagines what would have happened to him had he been born 10 years later and taken LSD.
Look, your husband...
Dropped on his head, wasn't he?
No. He loves his country, and he doesn't want Charlie eating dinner at our house. You understand, don't you?
Hey, if Charlie wants to come eat at my house, that's fine. He's got to clean the dishes when he's done.
Do you realize that I have to lock up the kitchen knives at night for fear of Steve stabbing me and the children and our animal? That's what hell he went through not going to Vietnam.
And let me ask you a question. Had he gone to Vietnam, would he be okay?
Oh, my God, probably, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds to me like this guy'd be all right had he gone over to Vietnam. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Albany, New York on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Albany, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm also a Vietnam vet. I'm also a Marine Recon. And ma'am, aside from the fact that you really sound bigoted,
I'm not bigoted. I love America.
Man, that has nothing to do with loving America.
Mm-hmm,
you can love whatever you want to, but you sound very bigoted. And
because
I don't know,
Charlie.
Ma'am, I really don't know. I'm Seminole Indian. Everybody else came here. You know, you can call them Charlie. You can call them any other name you want to.
They used to call them VC or the Viet Cong.
Ma'am,
I know.
Ma'am.
I saw Platoon.
Yeah, that's great. You watched a movie. You watched a movie. That really isn't realistic. You watched
the movie.
Platoon
was based on Oliver Stone, who had been there.
Well, you know what?
And he wrote a book about it.
Yeah, good. He wrote a book about
it.
You watched a movie, ma'am. You know, you should really, look around.
You were in Vietnam, right?
Yes, ma'am. I was shot when I was in Vietnam. I'm in a wheelchair from
Do you run at the sight of the Charlies?
Do I what?
Do you run when you see Charlies running around at you?
Do I run when I see Charlies?
Steve runs when he sees Charlies.
Ma'am, there's Vietnamese
Charlies
that live in this area. I don't know. You know, you want to call them Charlies. That's one of the most bigoted things I've heard.
Look, you can call him Charlie if you want. Why are you keeping your brother out of a family portrait?
Really?
Hold the line, sir. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. A reminder that the 19th Annual Beach Fest is coming June 17th to the Long Beach Marina Green, and I'm going to be broadcasting live there along with many other of our hosts. And Beach Fest is Southern California's largest food and music festival, so I hope you'll come out and see us. If you'd like to win tickets, you can fax your name, your address, and mention you heard it on the Phil Henry Show to 213-487-0058, 213-487-0058. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, where they're having their Family Portrait Day this weekend. You can get the portraits of your family taken at the gazebo near their community center. And she is having her family's picture taken. She's not allowing her brother-in-law, Tim, nor his wife, nor his adopted son to be a part of the picture because Tim is a lawyer, Bobby, right?
Yes.
That's one reason why you don't want him?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
And because he's also he's got a Vietnamese wife and son, and because of them being Vietnamese, your husband, Steve, feels he goes into some kind of a Vietnam flashback, even though he's never been to Vietnam.
Well, Phil, Steve is here. Darling, you
know, I don't like the Vietnamese.
Is that Steve?
Yes. Did you just tell him?
I just don't want to be around Vietnamese because Gook will come and get me.
He says the Gook will come and get him.
Ask him why he's having flashbacks to Vietnam when he was never there.
Why are you having flashbacks when you're never there?
I might have been there, and that makes me flashback.
He might have been there, and that makes him flashback.
All right, let me go back to our veteran here in Albany. Yes, sir?
Yeah, that was
Steve. This is a real veteran on the line.
Well, he's a real veteran, but I'm also almost one.
You're almost one? Well, that's good. Maybe if I'd been born a few years later, I could have almost been one. Unfortunately...
I'm flashing back.
Well, I think you need to find a better doctor.
He flashes back a lot. What is your name, sir?
I think you need to find a better doctor.
The Gooks are going to take me back to the camp and pull my toenails
out.
Well,
to start with, to start with, they're not Gooks. They're human beings just like everyone else.
How can you
say
that?
They
put you in a wheelchair. How can you say that?
They made
you eat dog in the POW camp. And
he wasn't. Were you in a POW camp?
No.
You didn't mention that. He never mentioned he was in a POW camp.
But they would have. They made Steve eat dog.
I had to eat dog.
He wasn't even in a POW camp.
You weren't in a POW camp. How can you possibly say that?
But unfortunately,
it's guys like you that give Vietnam vets a bad reputation.
I could have been, though. If I had been older.
But you weren't,
exactly.
Wannabes are just that. You want to be something else.
Steve, why don't you be what you are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be who you are. You got a landscaping business, Steve.
Well, what happens when I watch the Vietnamese channel on TV?
Well, then don't watch it.
But I hear them talking Gook Talk.
Stop it with the Gook Talk. You don't have any idea. You know, you've never been to Vietnam. You don't know how they speak.
Mr. Veteran, because I know that you were in Vietnam and you served our country, and God bless you for that. What do you do when you hear Gook Talk? Do you flashback?
when I hear people speaking Vietnamese.
Oh, my God. What are you laughing at?
When I hear people speaking Vietnamese?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually because I understand some words. If it's words that I can understand and I can answer them, I do.
I'd be flashing back.
Well,
he's not flashing back.
You have nothing to flash back to, pal.
What are you flashing back to?
You
flashing back to putting
back to anything.
Mm-hmm. Steve, he says you can't flash back.
Well, then how come when the Vietnamese channel come on, I'm all flashback?
What do you mean you're flashbacked?
He says, how come when the...
Yeah, we heard him. How come when the Vietnamese channel comes on? It's because he's goofy. Now, we can just solve this problem by allowing Tim, who is a veteran of the U.S. Army, and his wife, who's Vietnamese, and the son, adopted, who's Vietnamese, to be in your family portrait. Be a family, okay? And wouldn't you recommend that, sir?
Well, I would highly recommend it. I mean, what you're doing is you're treating...
Tell him to be quiet, please.
Yeah, really?
Do you want to be quiet?
You guys are, you know.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You're putting the life of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Not even your flesh and blood.
Even though he could be NVA regular.
He couldn't possibly be
NVA regular. He's a kid. Well, I'm going to move on, sir. I thank you very much for your call, though.
Well, thank you.
1-800. Yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. So I just want to know if I have my brother and his wife and kids. That would cause me big-time flashback.
Because they're in a picture.
Well.
Yeah, what he's basically saying, Phil, is looking at the Charlie face makes him flashback to times when he wasn't there but could have been.
So what's he flashing back to? His mother making brownies in the kitchen? I mean, he was 6 years old. Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes,
How about that, dude?
Hello?
Right here, ma'am, yes.
Yeah, the first thing that I would like to say, she's very angry about this whole relationship. She keeps using her husband as a scapegoat, but she's actually more angrier than he is, and she's probably jealous of the relationship and wants her husband's brother for herself, but she has to act as if she's really mad at
him. Aren't you a genius?
You've got
it all, so you have it all figured out, is that
Yes, because you haven't said anything negative about him. A lawyer, he really should be killed for that one.
He's a lawyer. Do you know what lawyers do in this country?
Yes. What about human rights lawyers, civil rights lawyers? What do they do?
What do you call it when a sharks part and let lawyers swim to the ocean?
Well, you know,
professional courtesy.
Everything, but you can't judge anyone by
God, that's the oldest, dumbest ass joke I ever heard.
And you know what? Her argument about these Vietnamese people is very racist. It's just like saying that black people shouldn't see white people in the streets because they were originally
slaves. Wait a minute. What?
And that's very racist.
Hold on for a minute.
Bigoted and prejudiced.
What's going on with your husband? What's going on?
He's watching the Vietnamese channel. Honey, turn it off. Turn it off.
This is a joke.
Are you guys joking with me?
Phil, if you want to send an ambulance here, I'll give you the address. Okay, that's how serious this is.
Well, if he's having a flashback, tell him to turn the Vietnamese channel off, okay?
No, darling, you're going to be okay. It's all right. It wasn't the Vietnamese channel. He was looking at Bonanza, and apparently Hop Sing came out of the kitchen. So are you all right?
Oh, God.
That's crazy.
Hop Sing came out of the kitchen.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Yeah, I think your observations about the sister-in-law are dead on, and I think that the best way and to treat a little child like that, to call him NVA regular, he's 10 years old, okay?
It's just sickening.
Are you there, Bobby?
So I'm getting a cold compress for Stephen.
Can I just ask her a question?
Yes.
Why aren't you seeing a doctor, too?
I don't need to see a doctor. We are in counseling with Steve to get some reparative therapy going for him, because he does have these delusions, and a lot of Vietnam veterans have them.
But you keep referring to that child as Charlie, so, that seems a bit delusional.
Mm-hmm. He could be the son of a major player.
So if he was,
the Ho Chi Minh
make
Trail.
Him? What would
All right.
that make him, though?
Yeah, thank you very much. Get that cold compress for Steve's neck, okay? Is that him after seeing Hop Sing? What happens to him? Every time he sees an Asian face, he flips? Hello?
Hold on, Phil, please.
Well, tell him to get on the phone, man. There's no point in me interviewing her, okay? Here is Half Moon Bay on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Half Moon, hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Yeah, I think, my comments have changed since hearing Steve just watching Bonanza. I think he really needs
to kill my
serious psychological help. There's a major problem going on with your husband, and you aren't enabling him.
No, I'm not enabling anything.
And I agree with that
last
lady. Calling a 10-year-old child, North Vietnamese regular army is disgusting. He's a child. Who cares who his father was? He had nothing to do with it.
And so we let these people into our country even though they couldn't.
I'll tell you what, I would rather have your brother and his family over to my house than you. You're prejudiced. You weren't there. Your husband wasn't there. And for you to act like this and enable your husband's serious psychological problems like that is incomprehensible to me.
Hold on.
No, so when Steve drives through Garden Grove and he goes through Little Saigon, and
I'm going to explain to some people, Garden Grove is suburban L.A. and there's a lot of Vietnamese who settled there.
Yes. He runs screaming from the car. And he got down there by mistake. We were looking for pottery. We're redoing the upper portion of our back landscaping. And there was some pottery for sale in Little Saigon. I had no idea, and I lived.
Well, are you crying?
Yes, I'm crying. Because I sent him down there.
You sent him to Garden Grove to get pots? What about it?
It's Little Saigon, hello.
Okay, so what? Hey, man, I went to Chinatown the other day, and I got myself a big bunch of Mugu Gai Pan. What, am I going to start flashing back to the sandpiper?
Well, Phil, we didn't have a war with China.
But if we had, I should be flashing back.
I think, sir, The Gentleman in Half Moon?
Yeah.
Don't you think every decent American should be flashing back to some war?
No, not if you weren't there. That's the point of it. You're flashing back to movies.
Flashing back.
My
I think
God,
get a doctor.
Over it. And to blame a little child, I'm telling you, your brother and his wife have a lot more class than you have, lady. And I think your husband needs to get psychological help.
I think you need psychological help to speak that way about a veteran.
He's not a veteran, okay?
He thinks
he's a veteran. Thank you for your call, sir. San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well,
yes.
He has sweats and he goes through everything a veteran does.
San Diego, go ahead.
I don't sweat. I don't have flashbacks. I don't criticize the people from Vietnam.
Well, you weren't in Vietnam.
I was there for 3 years, ma'am.
What part?
You name it, and I was there.
Okay. You know what I think?
Were
you in Hanoi?
I'm just glad that I'm not your brother.
My brother-in-law is a lawyer.
I don't care.
Good
I'm just
God.
Glad that he's
You want me
not...
to have my picture taken with him? Come on.
Yeah, why not?
He's a
lawyer. Part of your family, isn't he?
He was part of my family.
He still is.
Until he brought... But what about our Great Dane, Casper?
Well, listen, forget about the Great Dane.
Steve has been channeled
skin,
by the spirits of all the
Your skin is very, very thin. That's all
no,
I have
all
to
I'm
say.
All I'm saying is that Casper is my love. He's my Great Dane. And
That's
he's
fine.
Very affectionate. Very
That's
affectionate.
Fine.
What's wrong with having our picture taken?
Nothing.
Okay.
But why not? Well, what's wrong with having your picture taken with your brother-in-law?
Because Casper means more to me than Tim.
Okay, then fine.
Okay.
I would, you know, tell him that. That you
oh,
don't
I'd
want him in
to.
The picture.
I don't want him in the picture because Casper, I don't know how you say this, he provides for me.
Okay.
Oh, you're laughing now.
Yeah. I mean, it's a joke.
What are you laughing? What is a joke about loving your Great Dane?
Well,
he's affectionate.
You better see a shrink too.
Oh, I see. Because I love my dog, I have to see a shrink. What has happened to our country? What has happened to our country?
I don't know, ma'am.
I love Casper the dog.
That's
God. Is he a great dog?
Yeah.
What?
But thank.
Oh. What? Oh, thank you very much. So I can't love my dog.
Will you quit talking about your dog?
Why?
Because it's making both that, it's giving me the creeps. Okay?
Well, I just, Casper.
Thank you very much, my Great Dane. Great Dane in the morning. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.